Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everybody. It is Tuesday. And
best day of the week.
I hope you guys are ready for a great episode. Sit down. Relax, take a load off. We're about to get stressed.
We're about to get funky, funky.
Wow, that is not where I thought you were going with that. That was a throwback to PE, third grade PE.
We have new merch coming out soon, guys. The reason that I thought of that is because you said it's Tuesday, and one of our t-shirts for our merch for summer says, on Tuesdays, we listen to what we said.
It's really cute.
It's really cute. I feel like this is kind of more unique merch than we've maybe done because we're doing two different fits. We're doing like a baby tee and then a big just graphic tee that's, you know, more oversized.
They're
kind of
really
like the ones
cute.
We've done in the past, but they're really cute. You guys will love them. I don't know if photos will be up yet, but they'll be coming soon. So
yes, stay tuned
for that.
We know you've been begging for merch, so we decided to come through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today we're reading stories. The reason I said we're going to get stressed is because today we're reading stories about, what's the word? Like stranger interactions in public that really
left you speechless.
Threw you for a loop. And we've had these. We've talked about them on the podcast, specifically JC at airports, I feel like.
Yeah. we all remember the buffoon.
We remember the girl who said that you're being bratty.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say you're bratty?
Okay. Making up words. Putting words in her mouth.
No, not polite. What did she say?
Yeah, she said, I'm teaching you how to be polite. Yeah, polite, I think.
Wow. Crazy.
I have had a few shocking airport interactions, and I was trying to be, you know, self-aware, self-reflective. I'm like, okay, if I have multiple interactions, is it me?
Yeah.
But my justification is that I really have traveled a lot in my life, and so I have accumulated stories.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with. Because sure. I feel like I am very respectful and I pretty much keep to myself airports.
Yeah.
I'm never trying to get in anyone's business. That's the last thing I want to do. I do not want to talk to you at the airport and I do not want to be bothered. So the last thing I'm going to do is make a scene with someone or be annoying.
True. It's but not justifiable.
No. I wonder if any of these will be at the airport.
I know. I bet.
I bet they will.
It's like when somebody, I was in the car with Abby the other day and she was like, I heard you say in your podcast that you don't really get road rage or anything like that. And she was like, I must be the only person that you get road rage with. And I was telling Abby, I'm like, yes, because you laugh or you think it's funny when I like get mad at a driver and like call them a funny name. And I'm like, so of course I'm going to continue doing it. Don't you know my rule is if you laugh at a joke I make, that is the only kind of joke I'll keep making around you.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Very simple.
You don't want me to do something. I'm like a toddler. Don't laugh at it.
True. Don't give me any reaction.
Yeah.
I I feel like you definitely have road rage, but not violent road rage.
No, it's like
you get annoyed though at drivers.
100%. Yeah.
Do you think
more lately?
Do you think I have road rage? Because you are a passenger princess a lot in my car.
I don't think you have road rage. Well, actually, as I say that, I'm like trying to even picture. I wouldn't say you're more or less than. I want to meet somebody who doesn't have any annoyance on the road.
Yeah, true.
Everyone I've ever driven with is like, what is this person doing? Like, get over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just get annoyed at people.
Everyone's like that. Aren't they?
Leif has road rage. He's like the most calm. He has the most calm demeanor until you get him in an annoying situation on the road. That man is. But it's not like he'd ever yell call them or something.
Like, no. I don't do anything in my car. I don't like speed up or pass them. You will kind of do. Well, you'd kind of do that too sometimes.
Speed up?
You'll kind of like, not speed up like that, but like kind of like. Like if someone's kind of making you mad. I'm more of a verbal processor in the car. I'll be like, what is this stupid bitch doing? Like, get over. And then I pass them. I'm like, oh, they're not. They're just a nice person. I'm so sorry.
They're just trying their best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Leif definitely, he speeds up like, oof.
The
chilling.
Also when you.
He doesn't do it to an unsafe degree, but he'll just get annoyed and be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Try and pass him or something, like make him pay for it. I'm like, babe, he does not care.
They don't care. That's the thing is whenever I, you know, when you kind of pull out maybe of somewhere and someone is coming and they in their mind think that you shouldn't have pulled out in front of them to like cross the street. You know what I mean? Like you're like,
car?
Oh, I think I can make it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're trying to turn left.
Uh-huh.
And you have to wait for the perfect time for the people coming either way.
Either side, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have like an opening and you go. And the person thinks that maybe you shouldn't have gone. So they like kind of speed up, almost like, I'm going to hit you.
Ew.
Do you know what I mean?
I kind of do, but I doesn't, that's not familiar to me.
Not like, really.
She's like, you know, when they just like T-bone you.
But they'll speed up.
Like, yeah.
Kind of like. You better watch it. Like, that's what I think that they're thinking in their mind or something like that. It, not even happening to me, but that happens all the time. And I always think, I'm like, what were you going to do? Hit me?
Or even, like, when they get super close to you and ride their tail.
And, like, right to the back of you. Yeah. Are you going to hit? You will be liable. But it's like, this weird, like, communication. All you can do is, like, communicate with your car. So you're trying to talk through your actions in your car.
Yeah.
To be, like... You better watch it. Literally, that's what I feel like they're saying.
The road, it gives some bad experiences. And so does the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the story of my dad getting called? Like, it's a guy called him a name, then he followed him. Please.
So scary.
My dad followed this man that called him a bad, I forgot what he even called him. I'm like, in today's day and age, I just feel like you cannot do that. Mm-hmm. This was a while ago, it was years ago. But this guy called my dad something and he followed him to where his destination was, like Home Depot or something. And my dad got out of the car to like confront him, but just wanted to say, hey, I just wanted to let you know that that horrible name you called me back there, I'm not that name. Like, I'm not that. And I have a wife. I have 3 kids at home and I'm just trying my best and sorry that I upset you. And the guy literally was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
He really, you know.
Humbled him.
Yeah, he humbled him.
Taught him a life lesson.
But I'm like, I feel like in today's day and age, you don't know what's going to happen.
You know what? Maybe we've mentioned this on the podcast before, the TikTok of the girl who honks and then she passes and she sees it's an old man.
Uh-uh.
This car in front of her is turning right and they're going really slow. She's like, literally, she's sobbing, by the way, like when she's yelling it. She's like, he was going so slow. And I was like, dude, you got to hurry up. So she laid on the horn and then she went and she passed him. And she's like, when I passed, I just saw it was like this little old man. She's like probably going to the freaking doctor's office or something. And he could barely see over his thing. She's like, I sobbed for hours. I felt so bad.
That is so sad.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You never know.
You never know what someone's going through. But also,
but
hot take, he shouldn't be driving.
Yeah, just
kidding. No, some
hot take, revoke his license.
Some old people, though, truly, I'm like, for your safety and others, why are you driving?
No,
you cannot
scary.
Be driving that low under the speed limit.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get an accident.
Yeah, it's actually way
it's
more
scary.
Unsafe. I know, it is actually very scary.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm sure that we can all relate to feeling uncertain about where we're going in life or what the right path is in life. And I think I have been there many, many times, specifically in my 20s, which is something we talk about on this podcast a lot, is just navigating this time period in your life, because there are so many transitions and so many things that change, and you're really kind of coming into your own during this phase of life, and it can be super confusing, to be frank. So whether you are dealing with decisions around career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. Trusting yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets, and therapy can really, really help with that.
I've noticed such benefits from therapy, specifically when I'm feeling confused. I feel like there's no worse feeling than feeling confused about something, and it's really nice to talk it out, and you can actually come to the realization that you need to trust your intuition and you just needed to talk it out and figure it out with somebody, and it's really helpful. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So you just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatwesaidtoday to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid. Again, that's betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out. How was your 4th of July?
It was great. It was very chill. Delaney and Clay hosted us. We did a little beach day. We just went to the beach for a few hours.
The weather was so good.
Oh, it was perfect. And we just did dinner over there. We ate some fish tacos.
Nice.
And watched the sunset. And just hung out. And I made cookies.
Oh.
I made lemon sugar cookies with a fresh raspberry frosting.
Oh, really?
And they were really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day for unknown reasons. I was like, you are, oh, I remember, and maybe this is a whole discussion in of itself. We've been asked a couple times on podcasts recently, like, what are our similarities?
Because
we're on Kelsey Kreppel's
podcast.
Yeah. And I think it might be out already. And she's going to be on ours in a couple weeks on our Friday episode.
Yeah. On an advice column.
Yeah. And she was like, wait, you guys actually are very different, but you're very similar at the same time. She was asking us what our differences is. Anyways, we have been talking about that a lot. And I was like, I've been contemplating. I'm like, what are our differences? And all the ones I came up with, they're just silly. They're not like deep differences, but I was like, well, I think JC's more of a baker, honestly, and I like to cook. I don't really like to bake, and you like to bake.
That's so funny. I was just telling my mom, I'm like, I think this is, granted, I bake 3 things a year, but I'm like, I think that this is becoming my reputation amongst the people I know. Not that I'm a great baker, just that, like, if I'm going to bring something, I'm probably going to bake something.
That's
to
what
bring.
I would think, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they were really good, and I'm getting better at baking. Truly, oh my gosh, I almost posted about this. I'm not gonna go into it. I'm really not, because you guys will kill me on this podcast. Just the cooking conversation. Oh. We can't have it again. We're not doing it.
Yeah.
But we were talking to Delaney and Clay about that, because they do make a lot of their food, and they were like making the fish tacos and stuff. And we were saying it was inspiring us, because they were like, we make a weekly menu and then we go grocery shopping, and like, we pretty much stick to the menu. That's how we guarantee that we like have all the ingredients, that we make all our stuff.
Yeah.
Because she was saying there's nothing worse than when it's 5 p.m. You're like, well, what are we going to make for dinner? And you don't even have the stuff.
That's true.
You're just like, well, whatever. I'm going to either throw this together. Anyway, so I was getting reignited to be like, okay, that's a good idea. Even just to plan like 2 or 3 days at a time, like fully kind of meal plan.
It's easier to grocery shop for that than like a whole week.
Yes. But I was just thinking, like, the more you just do something, the more comfortable you get. So you just feel more comfortable. And
it's not even a second thought. She's like, oh, okay, time to make dinner.
Yeah. Even about baking, I'm like, every time I bake, I learn more about it. And I understand. I'm like, okay, when I put, like, for instance, with cookies, I am always going to put the timer for less than it said. Every single time. You will never catch me. If it says put those cookies in for 12 minutes, I will put them in for 9 and I'll start checking, because you put them in for 12, they're probably, maybe it's my specific oven, gonna be like overbaked.
That's true.
And my mom has taught me, because she's a great baker, like, there really is a specific time when you should take them out, and most people won't, because they think they're not done yet, but they will cook a little more on the thing and they'll be perfect.
Yeah.
And so
hot tip of the day.
So I put some cookies in. My sugar cookies, and I took them out. I did what it said, and it's hard with sugar cookies because they don't get super brown. So you can't really tell. They're kind of just like white almost. So you can't really, I don't know, tell if they're done or not. And so I put it in for like 10 or 11 minutes. I was like, I think they need longer. And then I took them out. I was like, I overbaked them.
Really?
So then, but I had more dough. Like I was going to do more cookies and I wasn't going to bring that many to their house anyway because it was just four of us. So I put more in and then I did it for 3 minutes less. And I was like checking. My point is they were like, they turned out great. And I was like, okay, see, with more practice, I'm understanding like when to take things mm-hmm. out. If I don't ever practice, I'll never know that. I'll never get better at baking.
It's true. And you don't know when they're properly cooked because that is a lot of things, even with cooking, that they're like, the recipe will be like, when it's lightly browned. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What color brown? But then the more you do it and the more you taste it, like, okay, this was a little overdone or this mm-hmm. was a little, it's the same thing.
Exactly. So the point is with just practice. Doing it more.
Yeah.
And yeah, I definitely enjoy baking more.
More bad news. In order to be good at something, you have to do it in practice.
Great. Worst news of today. You have to actually put time into your hobbies.
So many bad realizations the last couple weeks.
Yeah. How was your 4th of July?
It was good.
And fun?
Yeah, it was like the longest day ever. But my mom came in town, so I picked her up. And we went swimming. We went grocery shopping. Me and her looked at houses. Like, we were... At the end of the night, and then my brother and his two friends came over and we played games and we had a barbecue and then we walked to watch the fireworks, which were like amazing. We got the best view of the fireworks and Case loved them. It's so funny because Case doesn't understand that we don't control a lot of things. So he'll see a bunny run across the street or something. He'll be like, more. Like, we cannot bring more bunnies. But it's so sad because we're trying to explain like, we don't control the bunnies. Yeah. I don't like... Maybe you'll see another one. More. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
That is hilarious.
So people were warming up the fireworks, just people in neighborhoods and stuff, while we were getting our spot for the fireworks. And he would see like one go off and he'd be like, more. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I cannot. I promise the show will happen and we'll be watching the fireworks. And
I cannot guarantee when the next one is coming.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
But also fireworks are so interesting. I was just having a lot of realizations about fireworks because... Number one, I'm always like, we don't need to go watch fireworks. They're so dumb. And then when I'm watching them, I'm like tearing up. I'm like, these are beautiful. Like, these are so amazing. And everyone, I'm like, whoa, it's a heart. Like, what? How did they do that? And second of all, Josh Peck posted this TikTok. Did you see it?
I don't think so.
And he's just like doing a little skit. He's like, hey, man, do you have a video of the fireworks last year? the guy's like, yeah. And he holds up his phone. And the guy's like, sick, dude. He's like sitting just watching the fireworks show. And I was just thinking about that because you can't not record fireworks.
No.
On your phone.
Please. It took every ounce in my body. I didn't actually because like Delaney or I think Clay was filming him. I was like, if I want a video, I can like ask them to send it. I don't need to also. But I was literally like chomping at the bit, like reaching for my phone, trying to record the fireworks we saw. I'm like, for what am I going to do with these?
No, 100%. My mom this morning, did anyone get a video of the fireworks that you can send me? I was like, why? Because like, I had just seen that TikTok.
You're never
going
to go back. You know what? That is actually something that I've been thinking about recently is like, and there's nothing wrong with taking photos or videos knowing that the point is to post them. Like, that's totally fine. But I've really been thinking about that lately. Like, the photos that I take of random things, it's like that, for instance, a firework thing. I'm never, ever, ever going to go back in my camera roll and use that for anything. Watch it, show anyone. Absolutely not. The only way I would be doing that is if I had a video of someone in front of the fireworks. Like, that would be cute maybe, but it's like, not just the fireworks. And same with just like, scenery sometimes that I'll photograph. I'm like, sometimes, you know, if you're in a beautiful place, it makes sense. But like a lot of the random detail shots I get, I'm like, what was that for?
No, 100%.
I'm never going back to that.
My mom, someone asked us at a show, a live show, one of the Q&A's was, what's your best travel advice? And I was telling them that my mom, when I went to Washington, D.C. in sixth grade with my choir, I got a little disposable camera for myself to take all these photos. And I was going ham. We went to a museum. Just taking photos of the like things at the museum. Like it was Kermit the Frog. Like whatever's that museum in Washington, D.C. that has all the like famous stuff. I can't remember. But just like the glass slippers from whatever.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, make sure, like, you're not going to care about these. You have to make sure you take photos of people. Like, mm-hmm. even though it looks less interesting in the moment, you want to take a picture of the monuments, like, make sure you get people in the photos that you know, because that will mean more. And so I was saying to this girl who asked that question at the travel, like, question, like, travel advice and documenting it, and I was like, I have been reminded of that time and time again, of that same concept where it's like, I'll be taking a picture of even just the back of someone's head. I'm like, wait, turn around and smile at the camera, because I will like that more. In 10 years, I'll be like, wow, I remember. Look how young you look. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. And someone was saying yesterday, I was taking more photos of like Case, like reacting to the fireworks, and videos of Case, watching them. And then I saw TikTok the next day and it was like, hot tip, like take videos of your kids watching the fireworks, not of the fireworks.
Totally.
And I was like, oh yeah, I'm glad. Well, I was still stressing. I was like, Nick, please get a video of the firework too. But I was like, yeah, that is a good point. Like, I'm glad I did that, because it is more exciting anyways to have actual
people. That's what you're going to care about. It's the same as like concert videos. You're never going back to those videos.
No, unless it's of you and someone dancing and singing. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Because it's like, you can listen. I mean, maybe if you're like obsessed with the person and you're their biggest fan, whatever. I mean, again, do what you will. Yeah. Do what you will. It's just that, yeah, some things you just never. I'm the same with screenshots. I take a million screenshots of like things. Oh, I should buy that. I should look into that. Never reference them. No. Not once have I referenced them and actually purchased what I like. What is the point?
Yeah. Or I lose it. I'll like think about it. What was that called and who posted that? How am I supposed to look this up?
No.
How am I supposed to find this? I know. It's horrible. Way. Wait, I have one last update before we get into it. Have you seen the show Claim to Fame?
No.
Have you heard of it?
No. Wait, that sounds familiar, really? Actually.
It's on its second season. So it's Kevin Jonas and Frankie Jonas host it. It's on Hulu. And they had a season last year. And it's a bunch of famous people's relatives, okay?
Oh, yes, you've told me about this.
Yes. So there's a new season. Okay. And it just came out. It's on episode 2. And if you guys have seen it, like, you need to watch it, because it's... First of all, for some reason, such a good show, because you're constantly trying to figure out who their relative is.
I forgot if it's a reality show or like a challenge.
Yeah, it's a reality show. It's kind of both.
Okay.
Like, they live in a house together, but they do challenges and then they have to try and guess each other's. And sometimes they really look like their celebrity relative. Mm. You're like, okay. But anyways, the first episode went up last week, I think, because the second episode just went up. And the Tom Hanks niece is on there, okay? She got voted out first. And
because
she
looks like him?
No, there was like all of the, she just was playing bad. I'm just going to be honest. Like, they give all these clues, and there was like the Forrest Gump bench on like this clue board. And there was like all these Tom Hanks, but like, and people were like, oh, maybe Tom Hanks. And then she was acting all weird. Like, oh yeah. Like, I don't know about Tom Hanks. They're like, it's what?
You're like, okay, it is.
You should have played into it. Be like, oh yeah, maybe it is Tom Hanks. But because you were acting weird, people were like, wait, I think Tom Hanks is hers, because she's like,
please,
no,
that
no.
would be me. I would not be able to do that.
You would be good.
Anytime lying is involved for like
a game. Yeah.
It's almost like I could maybe lie in real life. If I really had to, like, I don't even know what.
Trick someone.
What, yeah. Like trick someone, or like if I was throwing a surprise birthday party for you, I feel like I could pull it off.
Yeah.
But in like a game where I know that it's like all just a game for fun. I'm the worst.
It is hard to keep your lies straight, because they all live together. So they'll talk about like, what is your celebrity relative? Like, what's your funny story? And they'll be like, oh, one time he took me to meet Michael Jackson, blah, blah, blah.
And they just make them up?
No, sometimes they'll be true.
Oh, okay.
And most of the times they're pretty true when they're talking to each other. But I don't know. They just try not to give too much away.
Interesting.
Anyways, so she got voted out first. And you need to just even watch the clip, because she literally had a meltdown. She's probably a 32-year-old woman, maybe. She's sobbing that she got voted out, and she's walking off, and she's like, all of a sudden she just screams and she's sobbing. She's like going back in the house, and they're all still
and
sitting
she's
there.
Serious, like she's genuinely
she's
upset.
She's dead serious. She literally has a meltdown. She screams. She's like ah, she's like, I'm so mad. She's like, I cannot believe it. She's sobbing, like literally throwing a tantrum. And she's packing up her stuff. And like, maybe she thought her mic was off at that point. And she's like,
scream.
She's like, are you kidding me? The bench. You couldn't have done anything else. I should have got more airtime. I didn't even get to do any of the challenges. Like, she is going crazy.
Oh, no.
And everyone's like, oh, my gosh. This is like the weirdest reaction I've ever seen to getting out first on a game show. But Anyways, it's actually really good if you guys want to watch it. Claim to Fame on Hulu, because it's just really fascinating.
Is it all out so you can binge it, or it's like episodically?
The first season's out and it's really good. The first season's really good. And then the second season, only the second episode is out. I think it comes out every week.
Well, but she probably made a name for herself by just doing that reaction.
No, literally. If you were Tom Hanks, you would be like, you are embarrassing me. True. I have to show you, because you'll be shook to your core. Oh. I've never seen anything like it.
Can't wait to see.
Yeah.
Can't wait to dive in. Lastly, really quickly before we get into the stories, I just had to say this on the podcast because I think it's so funny. When I did that TikTok at Erewhon, Chelsea and I went to Erewhon together after we recorded with Kelsey, and we were just doing I was just taste testing stuff and making a video of it. And I jokingly put, I thought everyone would know it was you. I jokingly put as text, Chelsea asked me, I drank part of the smoothie. I was like, let's see if it's worth it. And then Chelsea goes, was it worth $20? And I just put on screen, random girl asks me if this is worth $20 just to be dumb.
Well, and your face, it sold it, because your face kind of looked like, oh, wow, I can't believe someone said that to me.
And then all the comments were like, oh, my gosh. like as if she's not also at Erewhon. I'm like, wait, you guys, it's Chelsea.
And I literally bought the same smoothie. I was literally drinking the same smoothie.
Not her judging you. I'm like, wait, what? I was laughing out loud. And then someone commented, they're like, wait, is that Chelsea? And it got some favorites. But genuinely, I think we fooled them. Was dying laughing.
It didn't really sound like my voice.
No, it didn't.
I was like, was it worth $20?
It was a little lower or something than your actual voice.
I hope that's not what I sound like. Oh my gosh. It was a jump scare.
No, I'll say it was a jump scare. I asked Chelsea and Tyson separately. I'm like, does this sound like my voice? I did a voiceover for one of my little videos. And both of them were like, not really. I go, yeah, it's cringy. I'm like, why does my voice sound like that? I sound like a different person.
You just had, Tyson said it perfectly. He's like, you just have the influencer voice on. It's like, hey guys, we have a girls' night every once in a while.
Yeah, and it was because I had filmed or I had recorded the voiceover at 10 p.m. And then the next day I was going to post it. And when I listened back, I'm like, it legitimately sounds like I'm falling asleep while I'm talking.
Yeah.
So I was trying to be more peppy. So I re-recorded it. I was like, every week we have a girls' night or whatever. I was just being more peppy. And both of you agreed it was not the move. And so I did redo it again.
And it was great.
But anyway.
Yeah, we had our cake decorating girls' night.
It was so fun.
It was really fun. Abby hosted it at my house. But it was super fun. Also, thanks for the love on last week's episode about
the friendship
one. And I also was going to say, I said this in my stories, but it's just a reminder, if you listen to that and the goal was not to make you feel sad if you don't have friends. The goal is to inspire you to find your people. But it's never too late to find your friends. And you could still put effort and, find the whatever. But anyways, just wanted to say that.
It's true.
To remind you guys.
Yeah, that was a really special episode to us that I was about to be like, that we'll never do again. No, Rachel's moving, so it might be harder. I'm sure we can have them back on in the future. But it was fun to have our actual friends who we don't, we're not really social media friends with them or whatever. They've never been on the podcast.
Yes.
So it's fun to let you guys hear them. And
yeah,
that was a special ep.
It was fun. Alrighty, we're going to talk about Macy's. We love Macy's here at the What We Said podcast for good reason. I have been getting such good stuff at Macy's.com. I recently got stuff for Nick, for Father's Day, for my mom for Mother's Day. And now it's summer. And luckily, Macy's is bringing Black Friday to July. Yep, not a turkey in sight, but they're bringing those big savings that you know and love. So from July 6th through July 12th, you get an extra 25% off everything you need to refresh your closet and space this season.
They've got the very best deals on summer essentials like swimsuits, cover-ups, and totes to get you head to toe ready for the beach. Barely there makeup essentials, barbecue musts like patio furniture, grills, and so much more. I was just recently talking about how I love to do a little mini refresh for a new season and just get a few new things for my house, specifically like a candle or a new pillow or something that is just kind of fresh for the new season. And this is the perfect time to do that because you can save and you can get something new and refreshing. And also Macy's has literally every makeup, skincare, fragrance. They have so many options when it comes to that stuff. So So if you guys want to like restock on any of your favorites, I'm sure that Macy's probably carries a lot of those. So this would be a good time. So check out Macy's.com now to score great Black Friday and July specials. Some exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details. You know who's kind of a hot mess? Chelsea and I and literally everyone we know.
Okay? I thought you were just going to say me. I'm like, okay, slay.
Just you. Perfection is an illusion, so give it up already. And this is coming from a vitamin and supplement company. We have been working with Ritual since honestly the start of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They have been an OG sponsor that we love and that we trust. And Ritual knows it's basically impossible to get all the nutrients that you need from your diet 100% of the time. So they made a multivitamin that helps you focus on what's important, like filling key nutrient gaps to support foundational health. So they have a clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 plus with high quality and traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. With 9 key nutrients in 2 capsules per day, their unique beadlet and oil is even patented.
Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is one of the few women's multivitamins that's USP verified, meaning what's on the label is what's in the formula. It's also soy-free, gluten-free, vegan-friendly, and formulated without GMOs. I know that when you're at the grocery store or looking for vitamins online, it can be very confusing because you don't know who to trust. You're like, well, I don't even know what this ingredient means. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know if it's good for me. Ritual, you can trust. And that is why we've been working with them for so long. And we've been taking Ritual multivitamins and their prenatals and all of that for years and years because we love Ritual. Instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health. Great news, Ritual is offering our listeners 20% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/whatwesaid to start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 plus to your subscription today. Go check it out.
Okay, we're going to get into these stories.
Oh, wow. We really try and keep it at 15 minutes.
We do, and we fail every time without fail.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Checkout lady at the grocery store asked when I was due. Baby was already born 6 weeks ago.
Yikes.
Okay. We already said this. Never mention, even if they look like they're having triplets. Don't talk about it until
if
they
mention
it. If
you see the Octomom.
Yeah.
With her stomach out to kingdom come.
Yes.
I better not hear a word.
No, don't say anything. But also, when you're postpartum recently, like especially 6 weeks, it's so unbelievably normal to still have a bump.
I've literally never
like a bump.
I've literally never seen someone not look pregnant
yes.
at that time.
So that's perfectly normal, and that's nothing to be like embarrassed about, honestly.
No.
Like even that, yes, it's like, okay, I already had the baby, but there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
No, definitely not. It's like all good intentions being yeah. like, when are you due? But mm-hmm. yikes.
Don't ask when you're due. Just ignore it.
I went on a flight once and saw a literal grown man clipping his toenails on the plane. Goodbye.
Oh! That's worse than anything else I can
imagine.
That's
prison. That's prison time.
No. Ew!
Ew.
His toenails
Do
with
not
his shoes
take
off?
Your socks off.
No.
I will allow, I've said this before, shoes off on a plane is fine if the flight is pretty long. And
over,
I'm talking—
Over 2 or 3 hours.
I would say over 4 hours.
Oh, okay. She's a stickler.
And these are my rules around here. No, I do believe it needs to be over four. It needs to be
yeah.
between 4 to 5 hours to justify taking your shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. You can go run errands for a few hours. You can be in a classroom for a few hours and not take your shoes
yeah.
off. You don't need to be taking your shoes off when it's like 2 hours.
Yeah, unless you're having general or genuine discomfort in your— You know how some people, like, their feet swell up and stuff in the air? Like, if you're pregnant
yeah.
or if you just have, like, I don't know. Then we'll allow it. But
just
if you're
discreet about it.
Yeah. Honestly, if you're a man, no.
If you're— That's for the girls and the gays only. Let's be real.
Screaming.
Not the clipping toenails, though.
No, that's disgusting.
I can't even fathom that. And I feel like—
That's unbelievably disgusting.
You could have had a better time. Come on. When you land and get to your
lady.
Hotel.
He doesn't want to snag her.
Okay. Then go to the bathroom when you get there. Or go to—
You know,
matter of fact, go to the bathroom in the plane and do it. Like, get away from me.
Yeah. You know whose toenails grow at an alarming rate? Nick's.
You guys
his
always talk
toenails
about that.
Because it is unbelievable. Like his hair, that man is just pumping with biotin or something. His hair and his toenails specifically and his fingernails. He's like, I literally have to clip my nails every other day to keep them short.
Oh my gosh.
And his toenails, if he misses, like doesn't go, you know, more than a couple days, they are talons. Is that the right word?
Really?
Yes. It's crazy.
That's kind of impressive.
Like, it actually is funny where we'll be like, look at how long his toenails, like, That's crazy. That's not from months. That's from literal maybe a week or two of just, it's crazy. Anyways, sorry, Nick, but as if you listen.
The talent.
You'll never know. Okay, a woman in the grocery store grabbed my one-year-old son's hand and started walking away. Then said, oh, I just thought he was cute. A kidnapper?
That is so beyond my comprehension. Imagine some feeling entitled to giving. Did they say she's old?
No, but I can assume. A woman, I feel like. Not old. I mean, okay. I take that back. Not old, because I'm thinking like 50, 60.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I hate to say anyone's old.
I hate to say
if
old.
You're young in your heart.
No,
it's okay.
Literally, whenever I'm talking to my parents, I'm like, oh, she was so old. Literally
younger than
50s.
Them.
Yeah, they're like, cool.
I'm screaming. What
Being
happened?
Old is not a bad thing.
No. Unless you look old. I'm kidding. What was I just going to say? Something shocking happened with a stranger.
An old woman with case or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like did something and I was like, I'm shell shocked. I genuinely don't know what to say.
She asked a question?
No, like touching. Oh. Like grabbing hands, or like grabbing feet or like kissing feet. I'm like, what are you doing?
That's a bit much.
And it happens so fast before your eyes. You're like, oh, okay. Like I can tell by your
intentions are fine.
Yeah, your intentions, but you've crossed a line.
For sure.
Anyways.
Don't touch other people's kids. I think that's a safe rule of thumb.
Oh, they kissed his forehead. But like Lee was like, oh, you're so cute. Kissed his forehead. I'm like,
how old were they?
Probably.
Please tell me
like,
female.
Yeah, like 55. We like know her kind of, which was almost weird, but like not really.
You're like, it's his grandma.
Like, it's me. No, like we've, and she was begging to babysit as well.
Who is
Please,
this?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. During COVID, I went to Walmart with my boyfriend, now fiance, one night, and a man was using a thong on his face as a mask.
Oh. Did he
Sir?
Know?
Of course. I'm sure of course he knew. He's making a statement.
Wait, where were they?
At Walmart. And during COVID.
Oh. Was it the first couple weeks of COVID? Because honestly, every
All
man
bets
for themselves.
Were off. Yeah, we didn't have toilet paper.
I was walking around with a bandana around my mouth. Like, masks weren't a thing.
I just found a chilling video during the beginning of the pandemic. Me with full gloves, full-on gloves and literal double masked at the grocery store. This is before we knew anything about
yes,
the virus. We were genuinely terrified.
Week two
1.5.
Of COVID was in. That was like the toilet paper stuff.
Legitimately didn't have toilet paper.
I remember going to Whole Foods and taking photos of everything. Like, I will show my kids this one day. This
Same.
Is the beginning
and
of it
And we
all.
Probably will. That was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we tend to forget how crazy that situation
was. No, 100%. My brother just showed me this video. He took of me and I was singing the song. I had my mask on and I was like, you can be my mascot if you got your mask on. And I literally was like, that is not me. Like, I look so young. And I can't believe that was only a few short years ago. COVID seemed like 10 years ago.
Tyson was telling
Stole
us,
our
he's
youth.
Like, it literally took my youth away. Yeah. Like, he was saying how when he went into the pandemic, he was 22 or something, or maybe 20. I don't
yeah,
remember.
Probably.
And now he's about to be 27, or maybe he was 23.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But it was something crazy like that, where it was like his birthday was in the summer and everything was shut down. But then that's how it was basically his whole like, mid-20s.
Yeah, literally.
I was just saying, I forgot who I was talking to, but I feel like this is one of the first. Well, this is the first summer that's. Feels back to pretty much complete normalcy after COVID, where people are fully traveling. There's no restrictions. I think last summer did feel like that a lot, but there were still some, was still some stuff for
Definitely.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like, kind of feels like if you didn't know it happened, maybe you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't
and
know.
It's weird.
Yeah,
it's a weird feeling to be back to normal life. It feels so much more busy or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does.
Like the energy is different this summer.
Wait, who was just saying that? It feels, Kenzie and Sabelle, they were saying like the energy feels even crazier now because people are
Fast-paced.
Out of their house and they're like, well, we've got stuff to catch up on. So the energy around everyone is just like chaotic and nonstop.
Oh, I agree.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Sitting in the waiting area at the nail salon and the random lady sitting next to me tells me I should add an eyebrow wax to my services that day.
Oh,
I've been there. They say you want the mustache too. like rad. And yes. And how much is it? $10? Yeah, matter of fact, add it in.
I saw an old photo of my eyebrows laminated that deserves jail time.
Is it when I laminated them?
Probably. Chelsea, I was speechless. Have I shown you? Was I talking to you? Who was I talking to this about? Maybe Aspen. I think it was with Aspen.
No, we were going a little crazy with the lamination.
Chelsea, we were going crazy. Like, I look back.
We
I'm
didn't brush them down. No. We just did up.
Like, they were brush so, I need to find this photo because it was during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And so you, maybe you
I think
did.
I probably did it because I didn't know what I was doing.
No, but.
We had nowhere to go. We had to do it at home.
But the thing about it is it's not even the lamination that's the problem. It's like, I was really going for the bushy brow moment. And so I didn't pluck them at all. Like they were just completely unruly. And I even had that realization from a year ago. Like a year ago, I was looking back at old videos. I'm like, my eyebrows are great. Like they're really unruly.
Yeah.
They look so unkempt. Like, I don't know. It's weird how in the moment you just think look good. Mm-hmm. And then you look back, you're like, I do not like that. I will find it for you. You will be shocked.
Wow.
Anyway, that was a doozy. Wait, I'm just going to find it for you right now so you can give a live reaction because I know when it was. It was during the dark ages. Actually, maybe it will be hard to find since COVID lasted literally 5 years.
Is it a TikTok or a photo?
It's a photo. But I showed Aspen. She's like, oh, yeah, that's bad. Like, we were both in agreement. So it was crazy. I have very curly hair. People will come and pet my head like a literal dog without warning and then say, sorry, I just had to feel it. This happens all the time.
No, you do not have to feel it.
You do not have to, nor do you have the right.
No,
please
don't touch me.
Back away.
Unsolicited touching is the worst thing you can do in public, honestly. Just not even sexual, just any kind of touching like that, like hair, shoulder. Don't touch me.
No, I think just touching in general is weird if you don't know the person. Even if I just am just meeting a person and they're too touchy, I'm kind of just like,
what are you doing?
That's just a weird thing to do when you don't know someone. Not the hair.
This man asked my boyfriend if I had my CDL, my commercial driver's license. When he replied no, the man said, because your girlfriend's got a dump trunk on her.
Okay.
I am not okay.
Big slay.
Honestly.
Big
we love that. That's when you're like, oh, you're sick. And then you walk away. You're kind of like the sly smile emoji.
Please. Because your girlfriend's
you're
a
sicko.
Thank you.
Thanks, daddy.
A dump truck. That is next level.
Sets it up for a joke on the boyfriend as well. Because your girlfriend's got a dump truck. Okay.
I was walking through Walmart with my mom when the man in front of us stopped, lifted, and shook his right pant leg and continued walking. He had shaken a turd from his pant leg.
Oh my gosh.
You're joking. You are joking.
Please
tell me it's a fake prank or something.
I thought it was going to be a fart or something. Like
a literal piece of poop came out of his pant leg, Chelsea. Can you imagine?
Oh.
I don't know what I would do.
I would think it was a prank channel. Like I would look around for like, who's recording it? You know, all those stupid prank channels. Oh my gosh. That's going to be a no. I'd run away to like tell the manager and be like, no.
A grown man.
No.
There is no way he felt comfortable doing that.
No.
Was it rock hard?
You didn't
hard?
Wait till like, you're alone. Like down, if you accidentally pooped your pants, go somewhere like, I don't know, the bathroom or a trash can and dump it there. That's just like you're perverted. You're trying to get it close to them. Like,
ew.
I got a turd in my pants.
So proud of it. Whenever I see, even not that I see this very often, but like money on the ground, I always think it's a fake prank, like a prank channel. I'm like, I'm going to reach down to get this piece of this dollar bill and it's going to have something in it or it's going to be like attached to a string.
Yeah. Or gum or something.
Or gum. Or I'm going to go and grab this quarter and it's going to be whatever.
Yeah.
But turns out I just have lucky girl syndrome.
Yeah. Turns out I just get it for free.
Remember when we found money on the ground when we were in LA?
Yeah.
And I picked it up and then I was posting it. I'm like, lucky girl syndrome. Everyone's like, be careful. Like people put drugs on that. You'll touch it and you'll literally
die instantly.
Yeah, die instantly. Like within 10 minutes. I'm like, cool.
That was more sketchy because it was like a wad of cash.
Yeah.
Someone had dropped.
But we paid for our pizza that night.
Yeah, pizza. Thank you. someone was trying to go pay their rent. We're like, thank you.
Literally.
Got extra ranch on the side. Okay, I was around 15 at the time, pushing my little brother in a stroller at the mall. And an old man passing by said, you're going to regret that when you're older.
Please.
What are they going to regret?
He thinks that she's the mom of it.
Oh,
of the kid.
My gosh. Oh, my gosh. I didn't get that at first. I thought he meant like her pushing something, like getting a workout. I was like, what? That makes more sense for being a mom.
You're going to regret that workout.
Oh.
I always thought that.
The kid's already born. Like, let's not do that.
Yeah. Even regardless.
Even if it was that situation. It's like, what do you mean?
Do people in public ever think that you look young? Like, oh, is that your baby? Or no?
No.
I always thought that would happen to me. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm pregnant, nor do I have a child yet. But I feel like it won't. Now that it's been so long, I'm like, people are starting to say less and less, like, oh, you're already married? You look so young. I used to just always get that. And I feel like, sometimes I still do, but I always figured, I'm like, that's going to be actually so annoying when I have a kid and they're like, are you the babysitter? And it's my child. But I'm like, I think we're nearing the age that or the looks. They're not going to be asking anymore.
The grass is not always greener. I always think that. I walk around like, I cannot. I think that's a very common thing. Like so many people I know who have kids or when they're pregnant, they're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm a teen pregnancy. And then you realize you're literally almost 30. You're like, wait. I'm actually older than the other girls here at this GYN office. I always think that when I say, oh, yeah, I actually have a baby, that they're going to be like,
shook.
You're kidding. And they're like, oh, how old? How many? I'm like, what do you mean how many? Of course I only have one. Don't I look like I'm 16 and pregnant?
I still try and shock them. Like, I go somewhere new and they see my ring or something. They're like, oh, you're married? I'm like, yeah, for 7 years. They're like, oh, congrats. I'm like, are you surprised? Like, come on.
How old I look. I know.
Getting older. It's crazy.
Me just going up to, I'm like, I'm not the nanny. I know I look like, they're like, you're very obviously the mother. I can see that. Oh, gosh.
When I was 18 and pregnant, a woman stopped me in a gas station and asked me to pee in a cup so she could trick her boyfriend into staying with her. I said no, and then she offered to pay me, but I declined again and got out of there.
Oh,
the lengths that people will go to get her to
keep. No, honey.
No, if you are having to do that to get him to stay,
he's not the one.
He is not the one.
100%. Ooh, that is so scary. Like,
that is diabolical.
If they're like, I'm pregnant, here's the pregnancy test. You're like, oh shoot. But just do like you can't keep the facade up for long.
No,
that's terrifying.
Yeah. Do they not have like? With that, you literally cannot keep the facade up.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do?
No.
You are going to be screwed.
I mean, you can do the extreme, of literal true crime stories I've heard of people stealing babies.
Oh, my
like
gosh.
Having a fake pregnancy, a bump, and then stealing a baby. And be like, yep. It's like, okay, get testing on, like, yeah,
no,
I want a paternity test.
This is crazy.
No.
Like, that's like crazy
thing.
That's
going to prolong it for, like, 3 months. He's going to stay with you for three months until he finds out you're not pregnant.
And then he's going to think you're psycho.
Yeah.
Or they probably leave you.
Okay, I'm like thinking of all these scenarios. I'm like, or they can
just
do this.
Pretend to like lose it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Considering. Ugh, that's just all around. I'm glad you didn't do it. That is not. I feel like just pregnancy and stuff like that, it's not really something to be. I thought she was saying so
flippant
she could like.
About.
Yeah, I thought she was going to say so she could prank her boyfriend. But like even that, I kind of just feel like, I mean, teach their own. Like, if you think that's a funny prank and your boyfriend's going to think it's funny and shocking, whatever. But even that, it's just such a serious thing to joke about. Like, I don't know. Getting someone worked up and thinking they're about to be, like, a father and then be like, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's not even the story. I literally just made up my own story. I'm like, wow, you're trying to prank him. I mean, you are, I guess. You're doing the ultimate prank, but.
Yeah. Worse than a prank. Yeah. A lie. Mm-hmm. Someone at Target looked at me and my daughter and said, you could dress her cuter and you yourself could use a spa day.
A spa day. Pay for me then, bitch. Like, yeah, I'd like one too.
I didn't know how to respond, so I said, thanks.
Awesome. You could use a spa day.
Thanks. You could dress her cuter and you yourself could use a spa day. Who are these people?
Who are they?
Like, I want pictures.
Wait, did
background
she say it was
stories.
A male or female?
No, just someone.
Oh my gosh. If that was a man.
Honestly, the worst part is saying you could dress your daughter cuter. It's like, it's one thing to be like, you need a spa day. It's like, okay, honestly, I do. So thank you. But But to be like, you need to dress your child. What? That's people are like, so bizarre.
People are weird. They're wildin'. I work in retail at the register. One time a guy came up to me and asked if I had a boyfriend. I said yes because I didn't want to be hit on. He said, that's what I thought. He's cheating on you. Bye. Not terrible, but not what I was expecting.
So he just, like, that's how he handles rejection?
I
think that's probably just what he says when he gets rejected. Like, thought so. He's cheating on you. Bye. Are you 12?
He's cheating on you.
Redditors in real life.
I saw.
Have you seen that, like, where it's, like, Reddit guys?
Uh-uh.
Some people do skits of, like, the guys on Reddit, like, deep yeah. Redditors who will be, like, how they react in public. And everything's just, like, so like that. I don't even know what the word to describe it is, but, like, conspiracy theories, just, like, too cool for school, wearing, like, one of those, what are those caps called? Not a beret. Like, a little Newsies boy hat.
Please. You know what I mean? Yes. What is that called?
I don't know.
Like a French. That is kind of, no, it's not a beret. Is it?
It's just a cap?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. That. Yeah. Oh, absolutely not. I had a recent experience that unfortunately I cannot divulge on the podcast, which is truly very annoying of me to even say, I realize. But when a grown man like acts or has like comebacks like a genuine teenager or like a middle schooler.
Yes.
I am stunned, speechless. Like, I cannot believe that there are grown men in this world who genuinely are like, you wish, like, do weird stuff like yeah. that. I'm like, wait, you're real? I cannot believe
no.
that that is your vocabulary and your...
The way you
handle things.
Yeah, handle rejection.
How is
handle,
this possible?
I know, they're very troubled.
It's sad. Terrifying.
I'm a short girly, 4'10 to be exact, and it was sometime around Christmas. While I was at work, an old lady stopped dead in her tracks and stared at me, gasped, and said, oh, are you the elf?
The elf? Hold on, was it during Christmas time? Yes. Did I miss that? Yeah. Okay, I literally missed where she said it was Christmas time.
It was sometime around Christmas.
Oh,
you're the elf.
The elf.
No. I hope you worked at like a mall or something where that would be like actually
standard.
Thing. Yeah. Oh my gosh, not at Starbucks or something.
You're the elf.
The elf.
That is beyond. Not even an elf. Yeah. The elf. Actually, kind of slay.
Yeah. I just said yes and keep your voice down.
One time at the airport, there were some European women in front of us trying to check their bags. Their bags weighed too much, so they opened them up to take stuff out, and the bags were filled with bottles of ranch that they were trying to take back to Europe.
Oh my God.
Girl.
I'll send you some.
The Hidden Valley.
Literally. Do they not have ranch? Oh, probably because they don't freaking...
Probably because they don't have like preservatives yeah. and like artificial ingredients.
Oh my gosh.
That's actually a good point. I guess ranch is very American.
Yeah.
Like I don't think they do have that in Europe. Or it definitely is not
Yeah, they
an
probably
option
ban
that
those
they...
ingredients.
Well, I feel like if you make ranch straight up, it's not... It's like dill and milk and stuff.
Yeah, but maybe they're like Hidden Valley one or something.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. We should look into it. We could start a ranch shipping company to Europe.
True.
Drop shipping. Is that what that's called?
I don't know.
I am a dental assistant. And while I was taking this old man's in his late 60s x-rays, and he had the audacity to say, I feel like you should be wearing something sexier if you're going to be shoving things down my throat.
Oh!
Sir.
I'm speechless.
It's kind of funny. Like, I would, if I was in that situation, I think my first reaction would to be let out like a chuckle or a chortle.
A chortle.
But then you're also feeling like violated. Like, okay, that was not okay. Not an appropriate joke.
No.
But it's also kind of like, if it was coming from anyone but you, that would be funny.
I said he was like 60.
Yeah.
That is sick and wrong. You are twisted for that one, sir. Wearing something sexier. You know what also is like jarring to me, honestly, is hearing that, not that I'm like, oh, he still has it, but like it, just knowing that a 60 or 7-year-old man
is
still
about
thinks
that.
Sexual thoughts, honestly, yeah. is repulsive
yeah.
to me.
No,
repulsive.
I know.
I don't want to know that.
No.
I don't want
to
know anything.
Not to a young girl.
No.
Keep it to your age range.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to
have fun.
I don't want to know it from anyone, but
yeah,
specifically
we're not,
you.
We're not shaming old people. They can have their fun, but
not to me.
Not in a work environment and not with a younger person.
No.
Sick man.
This is my last one. I was working front desk at a salon and an old man, maybe in his 70s, asked for help. So I came out behind the counter and he goes, "Wow, that's a killer outfit." Then right after he said that, this man woofed at me. A literal woof like a dog. Chelsea, let's hear it.
Roof. Roof. Woof. Or what's like a woof sound? Like, I feel like it's more like a
wow,
woof.
Wow, that's a killer outfit. Woof.
That wasn't good. That was way too clear of a word.
Needs to have some, like, you know, chest in it.
Roof.
Yeah, that is giving.
That's Chester.
That's Chester in there. Jasper has not entered the chat yet. Jasper's shy.
The wolf is so funny for some reason. Like, it's giving Anchorman 100%. Oh,
never seen
my
it.
Gosh. That's funny, honestly. If a guy did that to you, what would you say?
I would laugh out loud. I'd be crying laughing. If a guy woofed at me, I actually be so scared.
It depends if, like, it just always depends on the person.
I might actually say out loud, like, I am terrified of that. That you just did that.
I feel like I'd be like, sir. and just laugh. Or maybe I'd just, like, give a little spank.
Do people a spank?
Like a little, like...
On your own butt?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you hit him. I'm like, cool, now we're assaulting him.
Just go bend him over, start spanking him. Honestly,
he would love that.
Yeah, he would. Let's see, maybe that would scare him good enough.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, this is my last one. I'm so sorry for this, but on a flight to London, a man across the aisle was picking his nose and eating his wet boogers for the good part of the flight. How there was anything left, I don't know. Why he wasn't even trying to hide it, I'm not sure. I'm going to literally throw up, actually.
Why do people have no shame?
All I know is that I'm scarred for life.
No.
No.
That is beyond.
Ew, I literally... Oh, I actually want to throw up.
It's like...
Eating boogers is beyond.
You need a healthy dose of shame in this life. Yeah. Like, you don't pick wet boogers and clip your... effing toenails no, on the flight next to me. You need to feel ashamed. I'm sorry.
100%. I think I told you this before and we talked about on the podcast how I saw this TikTok one time. It was like, don't shame your kids for their poop smelling bad and stuff. I'm like, I will absolutely.
Yeah, it smells like shiz.
And like their farts.
And you'll know it.
Yeah. I don't want you going around thinking your actual own poop doesn't stink. That's the definition of someone who's not likable and not someone you want in public. Like, not being ashamed of your fart smell and your poop, you need to be ashamed of that 100%. There's a reason, like, from a young age, kids go and like hide in
a
corner.
It's like a primal instinct.
Yes, to go have some privacy. I don't want my freaking son freaking pooping his pants and shaking it out in a freaking aisle from his pant. Like, shame your kids. Bring shaming back. Like, that stuff is gross.
No, like, these people are an example of maybe their parents did not shame them enough. Like,
yeah. Acceptance only goes so far.
Do not freaking pick your nose in front of people and eat it.
No.
But didn't we establish that that's a legitimate, like, medical thing? Now I'm remembering.
No, I thought that was the eyelash thing. Pulling your eyelashes out. Yeah,
no, that is too. And that's actually really
not funny.
I literally don't know why I'm laughing. It's one of those things where it's just like an inappropriate time.
Yeah.
I thought that we established that the booger thing, though, was a legit medical condition. Like, they sometimes...
Like a lack of iron or something?
I don't think so. I need to look it up.
I'm so sorry if you have this condition.
Oh, that would really not be fun to have that condition. Have to pick your nose?
No, and eat it. I mean, if there's a condition where you have to pick your nose... I have it. Call the doctor. Write me a script because I am picking my nose constantly.
I pick my nose 24/7.
But you can't eat it. Like,
no, you're not eating it. Here's the real question. Where do you put your boogers?
Oh, that's a great question.
I'm flicking. I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest. I'm flicking. Like,
you know what? I asked my dad when I was super little. One time he's like, I always pick my nose in the car. And I was like, well, where do you put it? And he like laughed because I think maybe he just didn't think like someone, like a little kid would ask him that. I was like, where do you put the boogers? Where does the booger go? And he's like, I just wipe it on my sock. So ever since then.
Is he serious or kidding?
I don't know. Ever since then, I think if there's nowhere else, if you're not in a, like if I'm on your bed, I'm not going to flick the booger.
No.
You know
no,
what
no,
I
no.
mean? But honestly, but if, I wouldn't even pick my nose on your bed. But You know what I mean.
Thank you. Thank you for respecting me and my boundaries.
On your sock.
Put it on your sock.
Yeah, because you can just wash, you just wash your socks. They're disgusting anyways.
True. Like, yeah, I don't flick if I'm in a spot. I'm not flicking if I'm in my own, like, bed or on my couch. Like, if I'm in a, but if I'm outside, I'm flicking away.
Oh, 100%.
Like,
I'm flicking, honestly, like, if we're just being 100% honest, sometimes I don't flick in the most appropriate places.
I'll flick in the car. I'll be honest, I'll flick in the car. The worst, though, is when I'm not going there. It's, like, kind of wet and you, like, it, like, will not flick on.
Just about to say, I had the most horrifying experience with it. I can't believe I'm saying this on the podcast. Like, here's the thing about the podcast. I would never say this.
I would
post
never.
This on Instagram. I would never say this on TikTok. But for some reason, more of you are listening here and I'm more comfortable sharing. I had the most horrifying experience where I picked my nose. And sometimes, depending where I'm at, the weather, my boogers are way more like wet and sticky.
We have like sinus issues. Both of us do.
Yeah. So I constantly have some.
We have allergies. Leave us alone.
Yeah. And if I go to a drier place and I come back to like a more humid place, it's just a mess. I picked a booger and I was trying to get it off.
Where were you?
I can't remember. I was with people though.
Okay,
I can't remember.
That's actually the worst.
Yes. And I grabbed my phone and then I went.
If you ate it, Chelsea.
No. No. And I grabbed my phone and I was like, oh, anyways. I was doing stuff and I was like, oh, it's gone. It's not on my hand anymore. So like I flicked it.
I'm terrified.
It was, and then I go to click my phone. I was about to show someone something on my phone and it's on my phone. And I don't think they saw, but I literally was like, I am going to never come out of my house again or show my face anywhere because I was
a big,
mortified.
Slimy booger on the screen.
Like, what else would it be?
Yeah.
I wiped that thing so fast. My heart was beating so fast.
That is hilarious.
Has that ever happened to you?
I've definitely had a booger on my screen.
Yeah.
But
where
not,
it's like, oh my gosh.
Probably not like when I'm, I don't, I
it wasn't
can't
huge.
Recall.
I'm not going to dramatize it for effect, but it wasn't huge. But it was very noticeable where I was like, okay, is there a mosquito on your phone or what is
a
that?
A mosquito. I was going to say, I don't think when I've been trying to show my phone to someone, but I definitely had a booger on my phone, of course.
Like my brightness was full up and I was like just trying to grab something, but I hadn't like shown them yet.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That would be even worse.
Yeah. I gotta say the long nails make picking nose so enjoyable.
Yeah, I haven't
it's
had
a legitimate
them for a
hobby.
While. Yeah.
it feels good to dig in there if like you have specifically if you have allergies or like crusted, it's satisfying. I know 100%. That's. I know it's gross, but I'm sorry.
No, I pick. One of my greatest joys in life is picking cases boogers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you got a big one. I gotta get it.
Oh.
And now he likes it too. He understands how it feels. Good. When he was little, he hated it.
Do you have
but
to like,
now
suck
he'll
it
like
out
lean
with that
forward.
Machine or with that little like sucker thing?
Not anymore. Now I just get it with my finger.
Oh.
And he like will just let me. Before I had to use like a little sucker thing or little scoop. Shout out Oogie Boogie.
Do you like do you like picking zits? I forgot.
No.
Or I mean popping zits?
No.
I didn't think you did.
No. Absolutely not. You
Leif
can't
doesn't,
doing that.
Leif doesn't either.
Do you?
I don't get the opportunity because none of my friends have freaking acne. I'm the only one. I like popping my own zits. If they're ready to be popped, yes, I enjoy it. But
do you pop like if Leif has one on his arm or something?
Oh, I would want to. Really? Bad. Yeah. Hmm. It's satisfying to me. But I can't get Leif to if I have one like on that I can't reach or something on my shoulder or my back or something. And I'm like, this needs to be popped. Like, I have to beg.
Really?
He's like, I really don't want to. He does not like, he just doesn't like popping zits in general. And he doesn't, any of those like Dr. Pimple Popper, he's like, get that away from me.
I
he
hate
hates
that
it.
Stuff. Do you like it?
I kind of like it.
Learn something new every day.
But I definitely, it's not my guilty pleasure where I look it up or something. But like, if I see it on my For You page, I'm like, oh, I have to see this.
Really?
This
I have to see this through.
Yeah, I have to see this through.
I had to see it through, my boy.
I did. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it.
I was thinking if people don't listen to the end of our podcasts, that is always where
we die laughing.
Yeah, that is always the best part of our podcast is the very
end. Yeah, you
need
to stick around.
Just in case anyone was wondering. I feel like
that's when we forget people are listening. So we're just like shooting it up.
And
shooting the shit, but I feel like I've cussed too many times in this episode.
It's also shooting it up.
Shooting it up. Sounds like drugs. Bye.
I also feel like our stories, usually the end ones are the most shocking. You should know that.
It's a build
up. Build up to be the most shocking. And then that's usually when we have the most unhinged conversations at the end. 100%. Just in case you were wondering. Thank you guys so, so much for listening. Hope you have, an amazing day. Look out for summer merch coming soon. It's really cute. We're doing the photo shoot for it this week. So that'll be coming very soon. You can follow us on Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. And if you're feeling extra nice, you can give us a rating and review on the podcast app or on Spotify. We really, really appreciate it. We love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.
This episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.